individually submitted our recommendations, and now we're going to do what I call arm wrestle, which is I will go out there so that I can see everybody's faces, and we'll discuss where our differences are, and then we'll come to a compromise, make a final recommendation that will then go to City Council. The next work meeting for City Council, my understanding, is July 2nd. And Ellen will represent us at that because I have a family commitment. But we will be there in case there are any questions from City Council. Any questions before we get started? Are we ready? Tyler never puts his numbers in because he's City Council. Okay.
I gotta get closer.
We're just trying to fit everybody on the screen.
That's close.
Okay. So I'm gonna start on the left with American Crossroads Theater, and we'll work our way across. I think everybody knows that at the end of the day we will take the average, but we first wanna figure out where there are major discrepancies. So American Crossroads Theater, most of us were right around 19 or 20. Wendy, it looks like you had a significantly higher number. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes, please. I felt like American Crossroads Theater, where they're adding a new name, that they need a little bit more funding to help kick that off. And I think they need to be dealt with pretty kind of close to what these other venues have. Some of them are 24, quite a few of them. And so that's why I went to that.
Okay. Any comments? Ellen, you're on the board of them as well. Do you want to comment?
I feel like they're doing, because they're have their association up in Park City, that they're, you know, they're struggling like all arts groups are struggling, but I think they're finding their way.
Okay. So does anybody want to change their numbers on that, or should we take the average?
Take the average.
Take the average, okay. Quilters Guild. Again, Wendy was higher, so she's going to be way lower on something else. So any thoughts there, Wendy? I mean, these groups are all fabulous. So this is
trying to do what they asked for, close to in most of them. Some the university ones I was a little lower on because I felt like they had other resources that they could pull from.
Right.
And so therefore they had other venues that they could reach out to and get their support.
Okay. Okay, any other comments on Quilters Guild?
So I've just observed over the last several years how hard the ladies work and how much effort they put into it. So that's the reason why I went up to 10. I noticed I'm the second highest. I just think what they do and beyond the event, quilts in the community, veterans, and that kind of stuff, and I thought that's really a great thing.
Okay, great. Okay. Yeah, for me, for every group, I tried to give them a little more than they got last year, just as point of reference, and probably didn't vary a whole lot from last year, but anyway, okay, and we'll eventually get rid of the pennies and round up to even dollars, but we'll go to that later. Quilters Guild, I guess we can just take an average there for now. Okay, Arts Council, I think we're all really, really close.
I'm off a little bit, but I felt like the Arts Council supports all these groups, and so I felt like they needed to have a little closer to what some of the others were.
Okay. Any other comments about the Arts Council?
I just think with the averages, it'll get skewed a bit above their ask. So this one, we could probably do what their ask is.
Okay. That makes sense, Tyler.
I'm all
Thank
right
you.
With that.
Yeah. So we'll put 11,250 in there. Yay, an even dollar. Okay, Children's Musical Theater. Boy, we are spot on with them. So I think we can take the average there. And Community Band, everybody agreed they'd get what they asked for, so that's awesome. I might have time for another cup of tea this morning. Okay. Junior Ballet. Again, I think we're really, really close. So I'm comfortable with average. Are you guys comfortable with average? Okay. Music Arts. Again, Wendy's a little higher, and she's above their ask.
We can average it, whatever.
Would you mind lowering yours to the ask, at least?
Yes, that's fine.
I don't think, yeah, okay. Livestock.
So I'll comment on this one. We go back about 3 or 4 years, and they actually reduced their ask because they didn't need the money. And this time they were telling us that due to insurance concerns and that, they do need the money, and they're such a critical event, putting Cedar City on the map. That's why I took it up towards their ask, but not to their ask.
Okay, great. Are you guys comfortable with the average for them? Remember, we can go back and tune this, right? So right now, this is the first pass.
Yeah, I think this one maybe, you know, as we go back and look at averages, and this one does take a closer look because the city is kind of the ones that changed the rules on them. Now, granted, the city changed the rules because the state and insurers are changing them too.
Okay, but all because of those Longhorns. Okay. Okay, community theater. Pretty close, yeah. She's just filling in the averages. Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. Community theater. I think we're all pretty close.
No, the 176 in Summa, it needs to be spread out to the other columns.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's not spread into Shakespeare. Yeah.
I haven't gotten there yet. I'm at community theater. sorry. I was just looking at community theater to see how we were doing. Impact. Yeah, we're pretty close there. Impact, pretty close. Okay, in Jubilo, I think I'm okay with that for now. Are you guys okay with that?
Sure.
Okay, Jazz Alliance. Okay, yeah, I think we can just give them 3,000 myself.
Yes, I think we take them to their ass.
Okay.
We're just $2 away.
Johnson Center, we're close, okay. Any discrepancies there anybody wants to talk about?
Okay. You did a lot for our community.
Yeah,
that's why
absolutely.
That's I wanted to give them a little bit more than what they asked for.
Yeah, I
just round it out.
Okay. Master Singers. I mean, can we go back to Johnson Center for a second? So, Wendy, can we lower yours to the ask?
Sure.
Okay. I just don't think we need to give people more than they ask for. Master Singers.
We should just put 3,000 in, as our
record. Yeah, just put 3,000 in for Master Singers. OSU, yeah, we're all really close, I think. Okay, here we go. Southern Utah Book Festival. So that's the one that's us, right? Yes, okay.
I thought they were asking a bit high, even though they don't have the support of the Utah one because they separated.
Right.
I felt like they needed at least half.
Right, okay.
What they asked.
So I think, was I 10, and who else was 10?
I was 10.
Okay. Okay. So for now, I'm okay with the average. We may go back there, but I mean, I may change mine. Summa, Ellen, I don't think you put 176 in there, right?
No, that was for both.
Oh, okay. So do you want to say what you had?
I'll separate them out at 47.
Okay.
Summa and the rest to USF.
Okay.
Sorry, I just want to make it as difficult for you as possible over there.
Well, you guys will just all see my calculator.
I'll help you out here. Let's see. Well, it might take me a minute.
And to address your point, Wendy, on SUMA and USF, both are arts groups that lost significant funding because of the federal cuts. So they really are in need of funding.
Yeah, 120.
I called earlier in the year looking to see if they needed help in the art auction, and they said they had taken all that they wanted to.
Yeah, well, so the auction, yeah, they, we can talk about that off. Yeah, it's different than funding to run the place. But anyway, okay, so how much for 47 there? Okay. I'm impressed that you guys can do this on the fly.
I know.
I would be scrambling.
I printed it out and written it in.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. Okie dokie. Okay, Satellite Salon. So, Brandy, why don't you talk about this? Because I think you and I are in violent agreement.
Yeah, so of course, to start with, fantastic program, wonderful program, but two concerns. One is at SUU, there's probably 100, literally 100 programs that could apply for funding with us, with this group. And SUU has traditionally, over the many decades, or not many decades, over the rap history, has limited it to the two, SUMA and USF. And I think that's a choice largely because those two entities are community-facing. They're not departmental programs to which they also invite the community. They are totally outward-facing programs and for the community. And they have cooperation with educational programs. But anyway, and so I know that when other groups at SUU throw in applications, it's a matter of categorically, can we really give more money to other programs at SUU? And I think the answer should be no. And it's not because those programs aren't great. They are. But this Satellite Salon is a departmental program that they do for their music students. Yes, they invite the public. And they want to make it bigger and better, and that's great. But it's clearly, and then they said, you know, we're charging nothing for our students, but we're going to charge for the community. And then the other aspect of it, and the reason I said zero, is because we received a letter that said that it's one application per 501c3. And there was an application where two of the entities at SU had, you know, basically followed that and said, okay, we're going to have to combine, file a joint application. That was SUMA and USF. And then Satellite Salon, I think, just came along and said, oh, wow, there's this, I heard about this rap thing. I think I'll throw in an application. Not part of the consolidated SUU application. And so for that reason as well, in order to avoid being in trouble and having trouble from having two separate applications for a 501c3, I think we should say zero to Satellite Salon. And that essentially forces SUU to consolidate their asks under one application. And I think that's a good thing, because then SUU can decide what they want to do as a 501c3. So that's why.
So okay. Randy, as this goes to council for discussion, would that analysis then perhaps change if it was, if Satellite Salon was asking as part of the consolidated SEU application or some kind of other administrative direction or ask?
I think in the future, if SEU submits an application that has Satellite Salon in it, along with these others, then I would consider that as, well, SEU has decided to do this, and then we consider it. But for this round, it seems like they're a second application. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that does.
And so I also think when we do it to sit, when we send it on to City Council, we should take the title ones that say SUMA and USF on columns R and S. We should put a sub row or a row above those that splits that.
Agreed, Randy.
Yeah,
because we're actually, that money is actually going to SUU.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the
but
difference.
Still identify SUMA and USF in the thing. So, Randall, your skills on Excel will. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you take that the two rows. You keep them separate, but you put a little combined row above that says SUU across the top.
Yeah, because I feel.
Do it for us, Randy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Randy.
This is how we do it in the old guys.
Right.
Like this.
Right.
There you go, Randall.
Well, because a couple things on that from my perspective. One,
he already has it done, Randy.
Yeah, right. I would not vote for Satellite Salon in either case. For me, it would be zero because I feel like it is a niche kind of a thing for the community.
So, Joanne, can I say something? I think
of course.
The word that was important that you used, Randy, was departmental. Last year, we did not give money to Gateway when they were doing a theater program, and it's because it was already a publicly funded entity, and so we chose not to give them money because they're already getting public funds at the school, and they have arts money in the school, and so I think the same thing applies to SUU when it's under the umbrella of the education, which is a departmental thing, whereas both SUMA and Shakespeare are not.
Okay, great, thank you. And I agree with that. So Wendy, are you willing to take out your money for Satellite Salon?
Yes, we can put it towards SUMA.
Well, or something else, but we can just make it zero for now.
For the average.
Yeah, and we can all vote, too, so it's okay.
And I also want to say on the record, this is not because I don't love music. I actually personally donate to the music department. I am a musician. I love the music department. You know, it's just a matter of rap tax. And
right.
Right. Is yeah. What we think what they're doing is fantastic.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
We want to support that. It's just that we feel, at least I feel, like looking at what our directive is as a rap tax, that this isn't the correct spending of that money.
I agree.
Yeah.
Can we agree to make Satellite Salon zero?
Yeah.
So that combines it to Utah Shakespeare?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
We have extra money.
University.
We can put it wherever we want. Suzuki Strings. I'm okay. Are you a lot of threes up there. Are you guys okay with the average for now?
Well, let's take it to their ask.
Yeah. The
yeah, take it to their ask. Right. Thank you, Ellen. Yes. Okay. Hope. Oh, boy. I was the nasty one, wasn't I? So I feel like that is totally a niche thing. I love that. I mean, I think what he's doing is beautiful work, but I don't think it benefits enough people. And I'm not sure it comes under our aegis.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ellen.
Oh, cool.
I put 1,000 in just so we would talk about it. I wasn't sure how everybody would do about it. But to me, what he's doing is amazing. And my recommendation would be that he join the Iron County School District Foundation, because they have a teen center that's in desperate needs of funds and helps. We have 360 homeless students in the Iron County School District, and it would seem to be a natural fit for this type of a fundraiser to come in and tie itself to something. That being said, they could also tie themselves to CareInsure. They could also tie themselves to the crisis center. So, and then it would have a life of its own, and it would have a purpose, and I think it would really be a great thing.
So are you still suggesting $1,000, or are you?
No, I just wanted to.
Okay.
I would go to zero.
Okay.
So for me, I love the idea that he's expanding art past what we often think of, which is music, theater. Woodworking is its own kind of art. You know, just like the book festival coming in and writing is a kind of art, woodworking is also an art, and I believe that building other avenues of looking at art is important. So I think when you're starting something that is new and has that ability to expand our idea of what art can be, that's something to support.
Okay. And it's also helping those that are creating the art.
Right.
They're having an opportunity to serve the community.
Okay. So I'm going to stand at zero, and I accept everybody else's opinion.
Yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
And it's tough, too. I remember a similar discussion. I want to say the first year the and I'm going to botch the name, the Quilters Guild, came. It was a similar discussion. I do think their scope and mission is a little different, and so it more easily fit within what we're doing here. I do think this one's a little different.
And a little muddy, right? Like right now, the scope and his design of what he hopes to accomplish is still a little.
Because it's
right, not. I do think when this goes to council, we'll want to have a little bit of a more in-depth discussion about scope and everything else, but I think regardless, we may give a little bit of a nudge and say, look, if you're going to go in this direction, you know, either RapTax may be a better fit if you go one direction, or if you go another direction, maybe, you know, in the future, there's other organizations or sources that you need to look at.
Okay. Randy?
I almost feel like he should go to the Arts Council on this. I mean, I don't know if the Arts Council would fund it. What do you think?
Okay. So you want me to...
Sure.
I'm not saying I'm going to commit, but just...
Is your microphone on?
Okay,
Randy.
I'm Sarah Penny with the Arts Council. So we give these mini grants of $500, so he could apply for one of those in August, and we'd probably give it to him depending on how many applications we have that year. We have given grants in the past to the Wood Turners Association and helped them get their equipment, and they're up and running and have a cooperative agreement with the school district now, so they're working with students with the Wood Turners. So, I mean, I it would be nice if you wrote him a letter and gave him the option of applying for the Arts Council mini grant. I think we could facilitate him and then help him get at least enough supplies to get this going.
Yeah, I think that's the way we should go.
Randy, can you talk into your microphone? Thanks.
I think that's the way we should go because the one thing about, I mean, obviously, wonderful guy, beautiful vision, and neat thing. But what he wants to use the money for is to give it to a specific artist to help him buy materials for one help chest. That, to me, sounds more like Arts Council than RapTax.
Okay.
So I would actually probably amend mine to zero. And I would recommend maybe that we think about, not because this would be directly or we're telling the Art Council what to do, but maybe we put a little bit of this money in the Arts Council. Maybe we up them $500 or something.
So, Randy, I'm in agreement with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Thank you, everybody. So we're not going to, are you okay with that, Wendy?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I think the money could... If okay. It's, you know, just a few people, and I think the Arts Council could help them get a good start.
So what's the correct way within the boundary of the ordinance for us to suggest to him that he go to the Arts Council without causing issues?
I think somebody could just reach out to him and talk to him.
I can reach out to him.
Okay, Natasha, great. Thank you. That would be great.
And do we want to use, I mean, I would like to...
Well, now we can go back through and look at where we are,
right? We still have Utah Humanities.
Okay.
So
we're all in agreement that
thanks, Wendy. Thanks for reminding me. Yay, we're in agreement. Okay. And the only reason that I did that is because we have that they broke apart. I'd also like to suggest to council that the ordinance be amended to say that groups applying need to be based in Cedar.
Yeah.
Very good.
And I don't know how to. Is that something, Tyler, that you could take to council? Assuming you agree.
I like the goal there. The only complication with it is where is that line where we maybe have some organizations that, whether their legal place of business or registration or their board member, you know, at that given year, their chair may be, you know, generally still in Iron County, but maybe like in Parolin or Enoch. But
well, maybe
but
we say Iron County. Maybe we say Iron County then. But
yeah, and that's I would lean maybe on Randall a little bit because you know if the bulk of the activities are in Cedar. I mean, this is a tax on Cedar City businesses,
right?
And its residents. But again, you
doesn't
know,
it well, it's a tax Iron on County anybody who shops here,
right?
Sorry, Sarah.
I am old. I remember that we tried to get this to be an Iron County rep tax and that Parowan and Enoch and Burl did not, pardon? And Brian Head did not want to. This is a Cedar City rep tax.
Yeah. I agree with that. But when we get into the technicalities of the ordinance, sometimes you have organizations that primarily operate here. All of the benefit is here. All of the performance art, anything that's measured is there. But perhaps their registration happens to be outside of the city
limits. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
And so if we do look at an ordinance type of approach, that's something we need to keep in mind.
Okay.
And
it may be that as a panel or whatever we are, we can make that distinction ourselves.
Because, there is, I mean, you might start your corporation in Nevada because it's cheaper for you to start your corporation there and still be operating in Cedar City. So I think it does depend on where where your operations are functioning.
Right.
And again, on this one, Utah Humanities Council, wonderful, wonderful entity. Many of us rely on them for the entities that we work in. But we are not the funding source. The rap tax of Cedar City is not the money source for Utah Humanities Council.
Exactly. Well, and last year it was Utah Humanities Council because it was the Southern Utah Book Festival.
Because their 501c3 had not come through yet. So
right.
They were functioning through Utah Humanities at that point.
Exactly. Okay, so let's go back and see where we need to arm wrestle. So where are we on budget, Natasha? I'm sorry?
We're under.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, we can give away more.
Well,
people are just going to start raising their hands, Randy, if you say we can give away.
No.
Well,
so,
averages, yes, but not.
Can I suggest that the first thing we do is round so that we have round numbers, and then we can go through and figure out if we want to do any juggling? Are you guys okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as we don't, because some of these small groups, what are we rounding to?
We'll do it one at a time.
Okay.
Yeah, let's discuss the rounding.
I mean, for instance,
one entity, $50 is a lot.
Yeah, I agree. But I mean, for instance, American Crossroads Theater, we could either round to 20,500, or we could round to 20,000, or we could round to 21,000. I just don't like odd numbers and pennies.
Yeah, I agree.
So, what do you guys want to do for that one?
20,000.
500.
I would say round up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20,500. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. 9,100. We're going to have to go back and play.
Yes.
So
we could round up to the nearest 100.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
This one's good because it's there at one above their ask, right?
But we were thinking maybe we would add 500.
Oh, right. So just go to 13. But that's okay.
Yeah, there was a mention of adding 1,000, and so I added 1,000 already.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Is that to the Arts Council?
Okay, 24, 3, 20, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's
perfect. Okay.
Too many.
Great.
21.
22? Oh, okay, that's good. Okay. Somebody's a lot faster at this than I am.
Yeah, but you get to see my typos as I go along, which is great.
That's okay.
I tell my kids, learn Excel. Learn as best you can do Excel. Everyone will want to hire you.
120, okay, 125, whatever.
It keeps moving.
How close are we to the...
We're still, we're like 1,000 under.
Hold on, that's...
Right? So, let's just go back to... And look at where we are in terms of their ask and where they got last, what they got last year. So how much did Shakespeare get last year?
125, I believe.
So can we put Shakespeare at least at what they got last year?
Doesn't say what it says.
Summa, I think, is take the biggest.
They were all collaged together, weren't they, last year?
No.
Who only put 15 for Summa? Oh, that was you, Wendy.
What did
okay,
Shakespeare
that,
get last year?
I'm going to look that up.
125.
Okay. Yeah, we ought to not. Summa's nobody else is going down.
And Summa got 45 last year. So, I mean, I know we're, okay, so now we're over.
Well, she's filling in the last year numbers.
Yeah, that's last year's numbers.
Oh, okay, sorry. So I have an issue with Summa getting less than they got last year.
So they were 45 last year.
But we have to take from somebody else, right? Because we're still 1,000 under.
Yeah, we're not over, right? We're still 1,000 under.
Right.
So why don't we
so
put
we don't have to take
put 100 on Shakespeare and 900 on Summa for it would be a recommendation.
Well. Yeah, I just
as a starting point. Then we're to zero, right? Then we're to our budget,
no.
And then we can think about it. That's not true.
No, it's $124. Sure.
Why don't we round some of these out?
Well, yeah, I just like I said, I don't think Summa or Shakespeare should get less than they got last year. But I'm one of seven, so.
Yeah, that's what we put down.
So what I'm saying is, like in Jubilo, round it out to 5,000.
Which one are you talking about?
In Jubilo. And then the community theater rounded out to 9,000, 19,000.
Okay.
Some of those others back there.
Yeah.
Round them out a little bit.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, you guys need to chime in here because I don't get to decide.
Well, yes, Randy, if we put $100 on USF, that takes it to it at least its last year's money.
Okay.
That seems like a fairly simple solution.
Well,
that one.
That one, yeah. You know, to me that one has to happen.
I think that's true.
So are you guys okay with Shakespeare at 125?
Hold on a second. We're looking at
at a minimum.
At a minimum.
124.
We're looking at a slightly different number for Shakespeare last year. So you're
it's 125.
Yeah, 2,400 was what was recommended.
What was that? What was ordered?
120,400.
Oh.
Ah.
What was it?
120,400.
Oh, that was last year for Shakespeare? Yeah, okay, thank you.
I think they're good.
Correction made. Okay.
That helps a little.
Okay.
Is that are we pretty sure about that?
Yeah, I have the numbers.
Okay.
And but the Summa was still 45.
Summa was 45. Yeah.
We should round out.
45 recommended.
Mm-hmm. We should round out.
So if we take Summa to 45, just for discussion purposes, then we need to take roughly 4,000 away from other groups, right, across the board. So first off. Are you guys okay with 45 for Summa?
Well, and again, I'm just kind of looking here because we had put
put Shakespeare up to get to where they were
right
prior year under the false assumption of what that amount was.
Right. Good point.
What are we, the six, 2,500? If we took the recommended amount for Shakespeare down by 2,500, we'd still be above where we were last year, but then it balances out.
Okay.
I agree with that.
I agree with that. So 120.
And you can take the
122 for Shakespeare.
Let's see.
2,500 off of 24,900 is
22. You can take the 100 off of Injublo.
22,400
to round it out.
122,400 is what we're thinking.
I'm sorry. I'm.
His suggestion was 2,500 off of 124,900. So that, Aunt Randall, I think, our for work for just playing around, we might think about putting USF at 122.
Put it to 122.5 and see where we're at.
122.5.
And with $24. Okay.
Now we're right
yay
about there.
Can we live with $24 over? Do we need to do that?
25 under.
That's under.
I will give somebody $24.
That's under. You still have $24 to spend based on that.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yeah, I had to reverse it.
Put it in the Arts Council.
Yeah, put it in the Arts Council.
Can we go back and look at the whole?
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Arts Council is already over what they asked based on the wood thing.
Then I suggest putting that, I know it's only $24, but either in livestock or impact.
Okay. What the rest of you think?
Livestock.
Okay, livestock. Okay. So now let's go through all of them. Go back to, thank you, Randall. Okay. So American Crossroads Theater, we're recommending 20,500. They asked for 33. They got 19 last year. So they're getting more than they got last year. Is everybody okay with that? Okay, Quilters Guild, they asked for 12,500. They got 75 last year, and they're getting 9,100 this year. Everybody good with that? Okay. Arts Council, they're getting more than they asked for, so I think everybody will be happy. Children's Musical Theater, they got 23. They're asking for 25. They got 23 last year, and they're getting 24, so more than they got last year. So that's, everybody okay with that? Okay. The band, 333, so everybody's happy. Junior Ballet, they asked for 22, they got 19 last year, and they're getting 20 this year, so that's a little more than last year. Music Arts asked for 23, got 20 last year, and they're getting 21,400 this year. Okay. Livestock asked for 25, got 18 last year, and they're getting almost 22, but 21,724 this year. Okay. Community Theater, asked for 25, got 18 last year, and are getting almost 20 this year, 19,800. Impact, asked for 10, got 4 last year, and they're getting 8,100. Are you guys okay with that?
That's
the only thing I would say about that is it seems like Impact Theater has been doing a good job for several years now, and they're kind of, I don't know. To me, they're more on par with the community theater. Like, they put on productions, multiple productions. They have multiple kids and people from the community that they're involving. But, I mean, I wonder if we ought to.
And the 4,000 they got last year was, I want to say the year before that was their first year asking, and we really almost never give hardly any money the first year, right?
And yeah.
Well, and they've done an extraordinary job of raising money.
Right.
More than almost any other group.
The difference for them is they wisely do not engage the Heritage Theater, which is a big, you know, a big chunk of the money that the other entities spend. So that helps keep their, I mean, I think they're so smart because they keep their costs down. So, you know, kudos to you guys because I think you're able, being able to build like you've built without that big theater is really impressive. Like, just like the CCCMT has, you know, mostly built without that big theater. And it's impressive.
CVCT is wonderful and awesome. I'm just comparing them and thinking, I wonder why we're doing such a difference.
One's 20 years old or 30 years old or 40 years old, and one's 3 or 4 years
yeah.
old.
And ask wise also, we've come pretty close in both cases to their ask.
Sounds good.
Okay. Are we okay with that?
Good.
Okay, great. In Jubilo, asked for 6, got 45 last year, and they're getting 5,100 this year. Jazz Alliance, they're getting their ask, so I think they'll be happy, and it's more than last year. Johnson Center, 14, they asked for 14,250. Last year they got 13, they're getting 13,700. I think, are we okay with that? Okay. Master Singers, they're getting their ask. Orchestra of Southern Utah, they're getting their ask. This assumes, of course, that City Council approves. We are a recommending body. We're not the deciding body. Southern Utah Book Festival, they asked for 20. Last year they got 5, and we're giving them 8,300, which is significantly lower than their ask. But it's
only their second year.
It's only their second year, so I'm okay with that. Are you guys okay with that? I think they did an extraordinary job, and I'm really looking forward to this year as well. SUMA, they're getting their ask from last year. USF Shakespeare is getting a little bit more than their ask from last year. I mean, not more than their ask, more than they got last year. Satellite Salon, we've beaten that horse. Suzuki Strings is getting their ask. And the Hope Forever, we all agree that he's doing amazing things, and we're going to suggest to him that he apply to the Arts Council. And Utah Humanities, we've agreed because of the split, even though they do wonderful things, they're not a Cedar-based organization. And that's that. So any discussion before I entertain a motion? Anything from the audience?
Scott?
B12 through W12. I think you're all doing an amazing job, and it's always difficult because, as you said before, all of these organizations are worthy. I just want you to look carefully at the Cedar City Children's Musical Theater and the Cedar City Community Theater. They both have similar asks. They both do similar programming. The children in the Children's Musical Theater obviously has many more participants. But they do similar productions. They have the similar costs with the Heritage Theater. And I've watched this now for 3 years, and the disparity is growing wider and wider between the two organizations. So just keep an eye on that.
Thank you, Scott. Any other comments? Do you guys want to reconsider the between the two?
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah.
One of the differences is that the Children's Musical Theater does one production in the Heritage Center, and the Community Theater does 3. Is that right?
Two.
But on the other hand, the Children's Theater has to rent their space for rehearsals and all of that other stuff. And it's, like, amazing. And I want to thank those of you who actually go to the productions and see what's going on. And I want to thank you for your service. I think you're all just amazing.
I think those are all, the community theater is an amazing entity. I think the reason we give more to Children's Musical Theater is because it's just the scope of it, you know, hundreds and hundreds of children, and many of whom are, you know, from difficult backgrounds.
And scholarshiped. They scholarshiped so many of their kids.
It's not saying them good, these guys bad. It's just a matter of the scope of what they do. You know.
Other thoughts? Tyler or Neil? I'd be okay taking like 1,000 out of children's musical theater and putting 1,000 in the community theater, but I don't. I don't know.
I'd like to give 10,000 more to children's musicals.
they're both getting more than they got last year.
Okay.
Both entities are getting more than they got last year.
Okay. So are we okay with it as it stands? Okay. Are you okay, Wendy?
Well, I was thinking about what you were saying after what Scott had commented on, that they are both great organizations, and they do have viable needs. And I agree with you that they could use another 1,000 from the other fund, from the children's.
So what does everybody else think? Because we can either leave it as it is, or we can...
Honestly, if I were going to do that, I would take it from. And this sounds like you don't think somebody else is good, but if I were to take it from somebody else, I would take it.
Just hush. Just take it from the Arts Council
because I really
love these people.
I think the Arts Council needs.
But what she's saying is she's got a lot more than her ask at this point, and
yeah, I don't think we should reduce Arts Council personally, because they then go and. You know, do this.
Okay, so we're going to be.
I would take it from American Crossroads Theater. if we're going to equalize, let's equalize American Crossroads and Community Theater.
So we're going to get to a point here where we're going to have to do a vote, okay? Because everybody is.
But
has
I would
ideas.
I would I at least agree with this, Randy. I think you could take 500 from American Crossroads.
Yeah, you could take 500.
Or 416.67 or what? Yeah, 500.
Just round it out.
On the community theater.
Okay.
I like that.
Are we okay with that now? Any other comments? Can I entertain a motion that this is our recommendation?
So move.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, everybody. Good job.
I got to run.
It's amazing how...